Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
I want to talk to a very special man because NASA's Artemis 2 mission has safely returned to Earth after a 10-day journey around the moon, making the first time in more than 50 years that humans have travelled to the lunar distance and back. The four-person crew splashed down in the Pacific Ocean following a high-speed re-entry that tested the Orion spacecraft under extreme conditions, a crucial step as NASA prepares to send astronauts back to the lunar surface later this decade. Joining me now to dissect the mission is the space commentator, Leo Enright. Leo, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Bobby.
Thanks for joining us, Leo. You might just tell us how significant Artemis 2 is in the context of human spaceflight. Is this truly the beginning of a new moon era?
Well, Bobby, I haven't been as excited since Rory McIlroy holed that putt last night.
Well,
What is now for me exciting because they are safely home.
Yeah.
I was not, and you know, Bobby, you and I, we've been soldiering together for a long time, and you know that, you know, I don't like to get too excited about these space missions when there's humans involved.
Sure.
Because, you know, there's people's lives on the line. But now that they're safely home, I am breathing freely and I can now be excited.
Good. And the significance of the event, Leo, in the context of going forward now, they're home safely. NASA called it a perfect bullseye in terms of the splashdown. So they're home safely, mission accomplished. What next?
Well, next is very simple, Bobby. It's all up to Elon Musk in the one corner and Jeff Bezos in the other corner, because nothing else happens in the American space program unless one or other or both of these people come up with moonlanders that the Americans can use to land on the moon. And this pair of billionaires have basically 12 months to come up with a lunar lander that works and that can go into space, dock, link up with one of these Orion spaceships and prove that they have the moxie to get to the moon. So, no pressure here, Bobby, none.
And finally, can I ask you, Leo, is this a stepping stone to Mars?
Well, possibly, Bobby, but I think for the Americans, the most important thing early this morning was that they began to breathe just a tiny bit easier, that maybe, just maybe, they could beat the Chinese back to the moon, because I still believe that it will be a Chinese astronaut on the moon before the Americans.
Wow. Leo, great to catch up with you, and great to see these events back on the national headlines, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, we need the distraction, Bobby.
Absolutely.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.